Michelle, what's up, girl?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We doing good.
We are good. We are good. I'm glad you were able to
make it.
Come up here.
Of course. Long time no see. I missed our hugs, kisses, and
see you. We miss you too.
Yeah.
We miss you too. There's some background noise or feedback. I'm not sure if it's us or you.
It's me. Hold on. Let me try to not be fancy.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Can y'all
girl.
Hear me now?
Yes. So I'm gonna turn you up too. All right. So the poll that Michelle voted on today was the one that says, "Do men and women really want to be married today?" Right now, we have 46% of the people said yes, and then 54% said no.
Wow.
Now, Michelle commented and said, "I think there is an overwhelming amount of people who get married for the wrong reasons, breaking hearts and ruining lives as they go. Mm. It makes it hard for people who do desire marriage for all the right reasons." Mm. Okay, so I just loved her comment because it brought many different factors in there. So I wanted her to come up here and explain why she said what she said, and then, of course, give more insight.
Oh, of course. So the first thing I'll say is I think when people today, when they go and get married, they get married because they don't want to be alone, right? Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So they get married because they don't want to be alone. And they get married because all their friends are getting married. Or they get married because, you know, it's that age where you kind of need to. I could talk about biblically, like what a marriage was supposed to be like biblically. I'm not going to, but what I will say is this. Somewhere along the line, people stopped viewing marriage as a partnership and being with someone to like love and be with forever to mm-hmm. something of convenience. Like I need something mm-hmm. from you, and the best way for me to get
you too,
that thing. The best way for me to get that thing that I need is to marry you, to involve the law. And, you know, when I'm done and I no longer need this thing, then I can just walk away. And I think that that's horrible. That's absolutely horrible for the people who think that, you know, oh, it's easy to get into marriage. Let me get into this now and then I can get out of it when I'm getting ready. That's not how it's supposed to be looked at, especially when you choose to say the vows that say till death do us part. Like, why do you even sit there and go through that whole reciprocation of that if that's not something that you're going to live up to? And I feel like that's where we are today. People are just doing it for the fame and for the fortune and, oh, you know, Married at First Sight, Love is Blind, The Bachelor, and all these other dating shows that make it look so cute and so convenient to be in a relationship that they don't realize that a relationship, like any ship, whether it's a friendship, a partnership, whatever, it requires work. Ships move, right? Which means it requires movement, it requires work. And people don't realize a marriage is the ultimate relationship. You and partnership, you have to put in work. It can't just be something that you do because, oh, this celebrity is married, so I want to be married too. Like, no, that's not how it works.
Yeah,
I totally agree.
I agree.
Yeah, and I like the analogy you made about the ship, because like with the ship, where it has an engine that's helping movement. And a lot of people, like, you know, they ain't got no gas, and they, you know, in the engine, a tank is empty, or, you know, I mean, they need an oil change. So, and I think that's what the oil change is, kind of like a representation of the mindset. So that, I think mm-hmm. I like that analogy, because a lot of times, like, we thinking we running, but we not mentally there. So we just kind of continue to go on, but we get that, like, that oil change, the mental oil mm-hmm. change. We can say, okay, let me refresh. Let me start looking at things a lot differently, because you got like new thoughts coming into your head, new thoughts coming to your brain, and you can actually change your life around. So I like that analogy that you came up with. That was good. So,
yeah.
I thank you. I think also people, and, you know, I know that there's a thing where we do say failure is an option. It's okay to admit that, you know, everything is not perfect and that you don't do things perfectly. But when you enter into a marriage with the thought that, oh, if this person pisses me off, like if I'm not happy in a year or two, I can just leave. If you're entering into a situation automatically thinking the worst, then guess what's going to happen? It's going to fail. Yeah. If you enter into anything thinking, I'm just going to be here for a little bit. You know, I'm going to just wet my feet and see what happens. And then I'm going to just leave. Then it's going to fail. If you don't enter into something with a wholehearted belief that there is success that could come from it, then guess what's going to come? Because if you don't think success will come from it, if you have even the slightest bit of doubt that success is possible, then failure is the only option that you're going to get from that.
Yeah, because it's like you having a whole bunch of negative comments in your brain, thoughts, you know, and you're just going to inflict it onto the situation or into your partner. So it's best to be as positive as you can be. So your mind, because, you know, the mind can play tricks on you. Mm-hmm. But when you approach, and it's not just relationship, that's just life. If you approach your life positively, then I feel like you was mentioning, more positive things will come out of it. So, you know, us practicing healthy mental health, you know, mental health can be either negative way to look at it, or it could be a positive approach. We all suffer from something. So if we just try to positively have, you know, positive thoughts, then I feel like we all would just, you know, feel a lot better for ourselves.
And I think also a lot of people don't really understand, like, how bad things can get. So they think their situation is real, real bad. Like, I got the worst husband, I got the worst wife, and blah, blah. And they telling their friends, and if some of their friends was being real with them, be like, bro, you got a good girl. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or she can be like, oh, girl, you got a good man. Like, why you acting that way? I wish I had a man like that. But a lot of times we don't be honest with our friends, and we just continue to let them go in a cycle and cycle and cycle, because they might be single, or they might be wanting them, or whatever situation, they don't want to hold them accountable. So as friends, if your girlfriend or your homeboy is coming at you saying, oh, my girl is tripping, or the guy or the woman that said, hey, my man is tripping, listen to what they're actually saying and actually look at the man and see what he's actually doing right. Because a lot of times the requirements that woman wants or need is ridiculous, and nobody can achieve that. So you being that friend, you can come to them and like, hey, you know what I mean? That's not realistic. Come on, let's be honest, you know, so.
Yeah, James, you done said like 50 different things in that one in that statement. Okay. Hold up. Let's run some parts of that back. Let's run. Ooh, you said some good stuff in there. Number one, so Precious had posted a short similar to this. You can't, if you are in a marriage, why are you? And this is just a blanket statement. But if you're in a marriage, why are you going to your single friend and talking about your marriage and complaining about your marriage?
Uh-huh.
That's for you and your spouse. And maybe if you feel like you need to get advice from someone else, go to people who have specialized in that. But that's, you can't go to your single friends and complain to them about your spouse, because you never know. Like you said, they could be looking for a way in with said spouse.
Exactly.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
Shoot. I'll be telling Danisha, I'm joking.
I mean, also, you guys, I appreciate everyone who has shared this live. If you have shared this live, definitely put a gem into the chat. I see you guys that have done it. And if you have and forgot to put the gem, please put the gem. We are one step away to monetization. Just wanted to update everyone. Everyone keeps asking me, but we are not that far away. So the more help we get from you guys, the more we can get to our goals and reach the community the best way that we can. Today's live, we are not going to do a panel. But I do want to bring people up to voice their opinion, like what we're doing right now with Michelle. If you want to share your thoughts, you know, we got 5 or 10 minutes each person that is going to be able to come up here and do that. And then we're just going to proceed with the show that way. So we're just going to do something different. We normally don't do it like that. But this live, we are going to do it that way, just to give everybody a chance to speak. And, you know, we don't have to wait so long. You know how the panels go. So I don't want that style today. So I appreciate everyone who's been here and commenting. We're going to get through the comments. But yes, Michelle, so that's great. I like that you, you know, brought all those factors in and, you know, having a very insightful opinion. And, you know, opinions, some opinions are actual facts. But, you know, some of us say opinions because it's just how we feel of something. But it doesn't mean that it doesn't have any impact or influence on what's actually going on. So I definitely appreciate, you know, you coming up here and stating your thought. So is there anything else you would like to say about the, what was the question again? Well,
before she go, let's hit the chat because that might bring up some extra things she wants.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
No, seriously. See, that's why I got you here because sometimes, you know what I mean?
No, just putting y'all together, it's power. I love it. I'm here for it. Okay. Love it.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
All right. Now I'm gonna skim through this. I do see you. I see everyone.
I wonder who this is. What's up? What's going on?
Interesting name there, sir.
Right. Thank you so much for sharing, King.
Appreciate that.
What's up, Mandrell? Thanks for being here. If you want to come up, oh, I gotta drop the link. I'm saying y'all coming up and I ain't got no link. Let me copy the link here, y'all. So if you want to come up, you know, patiently wait in the back. We got you. We see you. Andrew, if you want to come up and talk about this, then you can definitely do that. What's up, Beautifully Animated?
What's up? Thanks for all the support.
For sure. Hey, Stefan.
Oh, what's up, Stefan? You back. What's up, bro?
All right. So let's see. I'm just going to skim through a little bit. Now, Actual King Smith says, how do... what does that say? Fill back up love. How do you fill back up love? Can someone make that?
He's probably talking about the beginning video. You know, we had.
Oh, so we're gonna get into the video that I played. The videos that I was playing earlier. We're gonna get into that.
We're gonna react to those. I haven't seen them, so yeah, she be tricking me with that. So
yeah, so I know y'all was commenting on that, but I appreciate that.
What's up, Eugene? Dr. Eugene. Oh, what's up, D?
Hey, D. We're going to get into your comment, too. So if you want to come up, sir, you sure can if you want to. Oh, I see you, Dust.
Dust, all right.
I'm going to pull you up in a minute. Eugene, thank you so much for being here.
Looking a mess.
No, we're going to get into the video, y'all. I'm so glad you guys were commenting on that because they was going in on those videos, yo. All right. Let's see.
Azrael. First of his name.
I like that name.
Yeah, that's dope.
Israel.
I do like that
Israel.
Name.
Yeah.
So, I like that.
See, so I never liked Eva from where my mom used to watch America's Next Top Model. She always came across as a insufferable. Ooh, dang. Okay.
I met her in person. I'm gonna be real honest. Like, I met her back in the day, like right after America's Next Top Model when I was in college. So we talking like 20 odd years ago. She was nice. She was very, very nice. So
maybe it's the women. You know, she might go. Yeah, I ain't gonna say that.
What?
I'll say this. I think some people, you know, marriage is, it's marriage and the wedding ring is another accessory to them, and they just disregard it. And sometimes, unfortunately, we see that way too often with celebrities.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very true. Thank you so much for your comment. Thank you so much for being here. We haven't seen you here before, but that does not mean you wasn't watching. So I appreciate you leaving that comment and giving some more insight. Yes.
What's up, man?
Black man.
What's going on, brother?
How you doing? I love that you
got the heavy hitters in the building today. Man.
Right.
Got Hank. What's up, Hank? What's going on, brother?
You too. Sure. I love when you be talking. You be having me dying. If you want to come up here and just say a few words, you can, sir. Okay. Yep.
Keep going.
All right, let me see.
We almost caught up, y'all. We sorry.
Y'all going in on these comments. I love it.
Got Just Rules in the building.
Thank you so much, Beautifully, for sharing that link. What's up, Just Rules? Thank you so much for being here. I got Precious in the building. Precious is at the one that is going to be speaking about adoption, okay? So we just want to get some insight from her. I see everyone that's in the back. Please patiently wait. I see everyone. But she is here to discuss that because I believe that a lot of us do not know the difference between adoption and step parents. Now, it's obvious, but to get the actual details is what we're trying to get to, because there's some things that we may not know. And if you're in a situation where you want to, you know, do adoption, then you can do that. So Travel One, thank you so much for being here. We got Truth in the building. You could come too. All right. Now, let me get, okay, Michelle, anything else you want to say about this topic? Please go ahead.
I think marriage is a beautiful thing. I think, but like any other relationship or any other thing that you enter into, don't enter into it lightheartedly. Don't enter into it with the thoughts that, you know, if the wind blows a different way in like a week or two, I can change my mind. Don't go into it with all sunshine and roses either, thinking that it's going to be perfectly easy. There won't be any issues. It's a whole person permanently living, residing, sharing, cohabitating, and doing everything, sharing a life with a whole nother person. Can you live with yourself 24/7? Do you not have some issues with yourself 24/7? Then understand that you're about to have some issues with someone else. But you have to realize that it takes so much more than the option of an out to keep you in. You have to put in work. It's going to be daily work every single day. Don't stop trying. Don't stop doing. And don't give up just because of little things. Always put in that work. But it's beautiful, and I wish it for everyone who desires it.
Now, the moderators that are in the chat, if you got Michelle's YouTube link, please share it. She definitely has some great insight on there as well, and you could learn from her for sure. So definitely drop her link, you guys, for everyone that knows it. But yes, thank you so much, Michelle, for coming up. But we will definitely chat again, and we will have you on here again for sure.
Hopefully thank we'll you. See you in person.
Just let me know.
All right, cool.
Bye,
girl.
Bye. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, Michelle. I mean, I'm sorry, Precious. Precious. I love that y'all showing up back here, yo. Thank you so much for coming on in the backstage, and I appreciate y'all. But please don't leave. I just want to get everybody's opinion. Everybody that's in the back has like very strong opinion, and I want you to be heard, and we could just definitely help the community. Now I got Precious back here, girl. What's up? Hey.
Hola, hola, hola. Hello, everyone.
Now, if you haven't seen Precious, she also is on other shows as well. But if you don't know what she actually like does out here in these streets, I am giving her the floor so she can express and explain what and who she is. So, Precious, please let the people know what you do.
Of course, of course. Thank you so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate it. I am The Real Precious. I talk about relationships, and I also talk about foster care and adoption. I think I'm drawn to relationships just because of foster care and adoption and the transition of relationships that I have been in. So, yeah, I try to keep it real on both topics, you know, because a lot of people we get on social media and, you know, we have talking points. But I came from a background where I saw marriage. And so, you know, usually what's poured into you is what's going to come out of you. So, you know, having that blueprint is a perspective that I speak from because it's proof that it can work, and they adopted children, which is not something that everybody does.
That's true. Now, the reason why we have Precious on here is because the topic today is about Eva Marcel and Drew Sidora, where they actually, one of the husband's ex-husband has adopted a child, one of their kids, and then the other one has not. So that's part of the topic today. But before we get into that topic, I wanted to get someone like Precious on here to share exactly what adoption is. So can you give us some information on adoption? Like, what is it? Why do you believe, I guess, individuals would like to adopt other, you know? So yeah, please give us some insight on that.
So adoption is a entity in which the courts take over I don't want to say the identity, but your identity is changed throughout the course of adoption. And within your identity being changed, you do have to go through the courts. You do have to file paperwork. You know, your initial birth certificate is changed. A lot of adoptees don't have their original birth certificate. Most times adoption takes place if you're living, you know, in an insufferable circumstances, your parents abandon you or they're in a situation where they can't take care of you. So most times when people adopt, it's to take a child out of a environment that had they not adopted them, they wouldn't, you know, have that opportunity to succeed, to, you know, just have a normal childhood without the abandonment and, you know, the environment that they're currently in.
Okay. All right. So now the difference between adoption and step parents. Now I ask this because we know step parents obviously is when you get married to someone else. Now the children that they had prior now becomes your child, but you know, your stepchild. So the difference between that and adoption, can you please give us some information on that?
Honestly, the long and short of it is paperwork. You know, when you're adopted, you're literally, it's literally recorded by the state. You literally become a statistic. You're a number, you're a file. When you're a step parent, you know, you take over that guardianship, but there's, you know, there's no paperwork saying that you are legally bound to this child or children.
Yeah, because I think with step parents, you have a right, but it's like semi because the other parent is still, let's say, living or involved. You don't have full rights over that child as a step parent. But when you become
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was going to say there are two different types of adoption. So you have closed adoption and you have an open adoption. I was involved in a closed adoption. And in an open adoption, the birth family still has visitation rights to see their child. Of course, it's worked out with the courts and the set of parents. But there are two different types of adoption. But it's still different than step parents because, again, there's still paperwork involved in that adoption, saying that that's part of the visitation of everyone involved.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so the right is basically whoever the adopted parent is, they have a right to choose what type of adoption they want to have with the child, like closed or open.
Right. So in my case, my mother was a drug addict. So my parents didn't want there to be any interaction. Of course, there was abandonment. So it just wasn't the right atmosphere for it to be an open adoption in their eyes. And but with other people, it could be maybe the girl was sexually assaulted. Maybe they were too young, but they still want to have contact with their child. So every situation is different. But most times in closed adoptions is, you know, we don't want that environment to we don't want you still a part of that environment.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, yeah. So would you recommend others adopting children that are in, let's say, similar situations that you had? Or is it better for them to, I guess, I don't know if they stay in the foster care system?
No, I would. I would recommend adopting. What I would recommend, though, and this is what I talk about, is keeping it real throughout the adoption. Because with adopted kids, some of them have already been through foster care. Like I had already been through foster care, four foster care homes before I was adopted. So, you know, you're going from home to home to home. You're just going with the flow because you're a child. You're just going, you know, where they tell you to go. There is no questioning or anything. But what I would say is always keep that line of communication open with the child and keep it at age appropriate verbiage that you use with them so that the feelings of what they're going through can be processed throughout that time and not later on in their life when they're looking for answers or they're curious about a lot of things and, you know, it wasn't spoken about. So even if it is a closed adoption, you want to make sure that that child still has their identity within merging in your home and then with your family. So a lot of adoptee or a lot of adoptive parents like to keep that life separate. And even if you were adopted at birth, you still have a whole family, you know, aside from the family that adopted you. And as a person who is adopted or who gets adopted, you know when you're not a part of that family.
Yeah, exactly. I can see that. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
You absolutely know that.
Yeah. Now, can you please share with the viewers where they can find you? And I know you started offering sessions, bookings, courses. Please share that too, where they can find you, what website.
So you can go to my website at therealprecious.com. There is a tab for the adoptee as well as my services, my coaching and support services. Just being able to help those transition through foster care and adoption. A lot of children do not speak about their realities. They do not speak about their feelings. And I think that not doing that hinders you in your adult years if you don't address it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't address it because they think it's a taboo. They think they're different. They think they're cast out. And believe me, I felt all those things. So it's important to actually deal with it and face it and allow it to be, you know, something that was given to you, but you're not looking at it as like a burden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I help with that.
Okay. So when you leave, put your links in the back chat and I'm going to post it to the page so people could, start using your services for sure.
Okay.
Definitely. All right. Thank you so much for coming. We got to have you on. Look, this Precious first time being on here, but we definitely have to have you on. We got to get to work. We doing good out here. So
yes,
I want everyone else that's on my page to see, you know, other insightful people like yourself. So thank you so much for coming up.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. I'll put the links in the back chat.